All right, guys, we are here in the new year. It is 2020. I am personally very thankful that the holiday season is over so we can return to a regular upload cycle. You're here for another episode of Back in Session. My name is Demetri Sebastian.
And I'm Wes Kendall. Happy New Year, guys. Welcome back. And I am stoked to be back as well. Man, I feel like my whole life is completely falling apart.
Dude, kind of like my Lego.
Kind of like my Lego toys, you know, just falling apart.
Dude, it's because it's Mega Blocks. You got to get real Legos. Right.
That's what the real engineers use.
Yeah, man, it's been nuts. You know, going through the holidays and everything. I've been back and forth between Tucson, seeing, you know, family and everything. We talked about before, and I feel like I made a very hard statement where I said, I think New Year's resolutions are stupid and terrible. But
no one ever does them.
Well, yeah, I think they're stupid. I think that you put yourself in a weird position, and they always are really sweeping and like, I'm going to lose weight, or I'm going to focus this New Year's all about me, money, and family, and God. And then, of course, by 6 months in, you've realized that you're halfway through the year, you've done nothing to improve anything.
Right.
And congratulations, it's another year.
Right. If you're waiting all the way to the new year to like work on a goal, you're not doing it for yourself. You're doing it because it's what you feel like is expected of you.
Well, yeah, that's true. So what did you do for the New Year's?
Well, I kept it, I guess I wanted to say low key, but I tried to keep it.
Liar.
Yeah, that's a lie. I think people always say that, but, I took advantage of, you know, since we live right here, going out to Old Town, kind of know some of the people out there. So took advantage of that as opposed to, you know, the normal house party that I go to. What about you, bro?
Well, where'd you go?
So Maya has this like outdoor.
Oh, you went to Maya?
Yeah.
You classy.
I know, right?
Or trashy. I don't
know. It, you know, depends on what time you get there, I guess, right?
Actually, I used to hate Maya, and then I discovered the back area where they have like all the games and stuff.
After they closed the pool down, yeah.
Oh, there used to be a pool back there?
Well, it depends on what time of year. So it's like if you go when it's wintertime, then they like cover up the pool and it's like a playground.
Yeah, right? It was all lawn sports when I went. I was like, oh, wait, I love it here. This is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, I hated it.
Yeah.
Okay. So you went to Maya. Was that pretty much where you spent the whole night?
Yeah, we left early because my bro was heading to another place and I was hungry for pizza.
Priorities.
So I was like, I need gains.
Okay, so where did you roll over the New Year?
Cruised by Joe's, you know, grabbed a whole pizza on the way home and, you know, made some bad decisions at the beginning of the year. Just starting the year off great, to a great start, guys.
You know, whatever. New year, new me, or old me, who knows?
Isn't it funny how we always, like, start the first day of the new year off on the worst foot?
Okay, first of all, the days between Christmas and the new year, that's a dead zone for me.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, next year you can have a great year, but those few days, there's so much travel and bullshit to your schedule. You know what? Just let what happened happen and try your best. But I don't think those calories count. And if you
gain damage.
Exactly. It's fine. That's you know, God is blind to those days.
Right.
I ended up keeping it actually low key because some of us know what that means. I went to a house party with like six friends and it was actually pretty good. We sort of just sat around, drank, played board games and stuff, which is a little bit more my speed these days.
Right.
The whole holiday season has just been kind of disastrous for me, as you're aware. I have to keep it a little bit.
For multiple reasons.
Yeah, there's a few reasons that we'll talk about it more when I'm able to, but it's been financially and physically very difficult for me at this moment. But it was interesting because
possibly even life-threatening?
Ugh. Yeah,
not that we're gonna say anything yet, guys.
Stay tuned. The cool thing though was I was going into the new year. I was thinking about it, and it was interesting because I sort of got a lot of perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know when these bad things happen, you know we always say you know you can use this as a moment to improve yourself or become better as a person, or you know you can let it beat you.
Right.
And I was very lucky because
defining moment.
Yeah, exactly. And I was able to think about it and say, well, I'm very lucky because I'm, you know, gainfully employed. I have some liquidity and I'm able to deal with this from a financial perspective.
Right.
My boss is super cool and has had my back entirely. I've been able to take the days off that I need to take off. And unfortunately, some people aren't in that situation and this would be, you know, much more dire straits for them. And in another way, you know, from a physical, you know, spiritual perspective. I have a lot of support from friends. I have a great girlfriend. My family is, you know, got my back. And there's people that just don't have stuff like that.
Right.
So I think it's important for us to remember that your situation might be bad, but you got to look at the, you know, positive aspects and where you can build up from, and at least take it maybe as an opportunity to build appreciation.
Oh yeah.
And I think that's something that a lot of us are lacking on, is appreciation for our situation, because you're experiencing your day every single day. It's boring to you. You know what it is. You know what you have. But have you ever like really stepped back and looked at it and say like, wow, you know what? Like, I have this. I made this. And, you know, I'm doing pretty damn well, all things considered.
Not often enough, you know?
Yeah, man. So that was my big moment for the new year, which I'm moderately proud of. And now I can walk around and feel like I'm superior to other people because, you know, like, wow, look at me with my perspective.
Do you ever feel like, you know, when you go through one of those scary, like, life or death situations that you come out the other side, like, leveled up?
I feel like it can definitely, like you said, it's one of those make you or break you. It's a defining moment about who you are. And I think that I think that in my case, I'm able to look at this and say, like, okay, cool. I made it out of this. Mm-hmm. I'm ultimately, or at least not dead. I'm not dead. And I think when you're not dead, that always means there's an opportunity to move forward. You know, we were talking about how the New Year's resolutions are stupid.
Right.
And I think that it's lame to say something stupid and not offer an alternative. Of course. All know that guy.
You're just hating.
I want to go to Bevy. I don't want to go to Bevy. Okay, well, you got to give me another option, man.
Yeah.
You got to give me something.
I don't like Bevy. It sucks. Well, where do you want to go?
Well, that's not enough. I need another option.
Right.
I think that we were talking a little bit about goal setting, and you had a specific thing in mind. You said 315. Can you explain it a little bit?
So this is how I prefer to do it, because I break it up into these parts because I feel like that's how you can like kind of frame your life in a manner in which you can still like see clear picture into the future. Because if you go so far out, you're not going to be the same person that you were before. You're going to be like having different priorities and different values. So I like doing the 315 method, which is 3 months, 1 year, and 5 years. So let me start with the 3 months. Basically, that's 12 weeks, which is the minimum amount of time to make a lifestyle change if you do it, like commit to it and do it right.
So we're talking about like a diet or working out or waking up early.
Exactly. Like you can build a habit in 21 days, but you have to maintain it for 12 weeks in order for it to be solidified in your brain, you know, and really dig deep into those neural pathways. Mm-hmm. So then after that, I feel like a year goal is good to like set some long-term progress and actually have, you know, a full big step done with your journey. And then the 5 year, I feel like that's as far as you can look out and kind of like
without completely losing perspective on what's going on that far.
See where you're going. Yeah.
It's like 10 years ago, I was 15.
Right. Exactly. Especially, you know, us, you know, being under like in our first half of our life.
Exactly.
You know, we don't have that much to look back on.
10 years is just too far.
Right.
Let's think, okay, what's my 3 month? I feel like 3 months for me, I get healthy, get back on my business of things and get back to like a more regular way of, you know, living life.
Right.
I want to spend some time working on the audio stuff. I want to get better with audition. I want to learn more stuff. I've already found some class and stuff that I want to take that are free online. And I think I'll develop my 1 year plan. I want to find a way to make this podcast pay for itself.
Ooh,
I'm like tired that. Of paying for it. For
a year. I like that. That's a good 1 year.
That's
goal.
That's a goal. I want to make this, I don't even want to be profitable. I just want it to run itself for the most part from a financial perspective. And then 5 years. 5 years, I think it's reasonable to think that I'll probably still be employed by somebody. I'd like to, if not at the same company, be promoted to the next level where I'm having a little bit more, they have like field positions where I can work from home and then I spend like 30 to 50% of my time traveling.
Ooh, that sounds pretty chill.
It sounds great.
Yeah.
So I can kind of work and do my own projects as well as travel and find new things to do. And it's an interesting, more interesting dynamic way of doing things.
Right.
And, you know, I want this podcast to obviously still be running. I want to have it expanded a little bit. We'll talk more about our social media plans coming forward. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you know, do we have our own website yet? Do we have video going for it? Do we expand it to more potential channels? You know, that's when I want to start building something that looks more like a media company than just like a single podcast where it's just like a hobby.
It's like a machine, like a whole producing machine as opposed to like just a project.
There's things in the works that I don't feel comfortable even announcing yet because I don't know if they'll ever happen. But I think in 5 years, that's when I want to be able to safely say like, this is something that's way past a hobby. But if I can, quit my job and do this full time, I'm not going to say no.
That sounds like a pretty good time.
What does it look like for, what's your 315?
So my 3 month goal is, because since I'm in the personal training industry, it's about to be the busy season. It's about to get wild out there, guys. Good. We're already getting a ton of DMs.
Be kind to people. So, they're new.
Make sure you hit me up soon, guys, because I'm going to fill up quick. I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm running out of space in my sessions.
That's a good problem.
Yes. I wish it was like that all year round, but you know.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. So basically, that's coming up. My goal for this 3 months is to really crush this first 6 week challenge that we pull off, which is like, you know, where we get a big influx of new members that haven't really had any FaceTime with us yet. You know, it's their first time dealing with 5-star and me. So it's like, I really want to like set a good first impression and like really like show that we can really help these guys right off the bat, so we convert a lot of them to full-time clients.
You've been doing this for a few years. Actually, quick question, what would you say is your retention rate for the New Year's crowd?
I think last year we got almost 40% on our challenge of the people who finished,
and they
6 weeks
they ended up,
but
recurring,
they only stayed around for about 12 to 16 weeks after.
Okay. So disregarding that, because we can only do so much.
Yeah.
What is your goal for
40%
retention? You're shooting for 40?
Of the 6 week challengers that finish. And if I do that, not only is that my goal, I also get a pretty good bonus.
I'm holding you to 50.
That would be even better.
I'm going to hold you to 50. That's what my personal goal for you is.
That'd be nuts. Well, we were at like 38 last year. So if we hit 40, then I bonus and I get it. So
I'm going to say 50.
Always shoot higher, right?
That's a round number.
Yeah.
And I like it better.
I would love to get 50. That'd be an awesome one to shoot for.
You're gonna do it because I believe in you.
Thank you. Yes. So, hear that. Yeah. So that's my 3 month. Then 1 year, what I'd like to be doing is working full time in Scottsdale, not having to make the commute out to Avondale.
So, we still love you, Avondale.
I mean, Avondale has made me the trainer I am today.
But we do not live in Avondale.
But that hour and a half drive can really cut into time in the wallet, you know?
Oh, trust me, you're a better person than me.
It's only temporary. That's what I keep telling myself. So that's my 1 year goal. And I think that will be easily done. But I want to, not only do I want to be full time in Scottsdale, but I want to be like established where I'm feeling comfortable. And I'm not like worried about where my next client's going to come from, you know?
Yeah. So you want to be at that point where you're so booked at this point that it's like if someone fell off, it'd just be like, wow, I'm really sad to see you go.
Yeah.
But I've actually got people who are backlogged who want to be here.
Right.
And they'll take your spot. And exactly. I'm glad to have them too.
That's where I want to be at the 1 year mark.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then 5 year, I have a similar vision to you. I would like to have our reach beyond like the local area. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, I know we have some viewers in Canada.
Oh, yeah,
and Finland.
I forgot to tell everybody that. We have one viewer in Canada.
Don't tell them how many. We have viewers international, guys.
We are that's the international important part. Worldwide. Canada and Finland. We have actually touched outside the United States, and I'm very excited about it.
International. Worldwide.
it's very cool. That was a super random thing that came up, and we actually have to thank Dylan for that because it popped off on his interview.
Shout out to DabCap.
We always appreciate when we have that kind of stuff going on.
Yeah. So that to go off of that, my 5 year goal would be to have like more than just like a local presence, to have like influence outside of, you know, the Arizona area where we can, you know, help people. And provide good content and information and guidance to people like on a bigger scale.
And that definitely falls to you guys a little bit. If you're enjoying the content and you like listening to us and you know someone who might want to, tell them.
Please.
Reach out.
Share it.
Show on our Instagram. Give them a link to the podcast.
Tag them in the post.
The more people that we can get listening to this, the better. We're always going to be able to put out better content. The more of you are listening, and we appreciate you all even for being here in the first place.
Yes. Thank you.
So besides podcasts, do you have any business goals for the next 5 years?
I would like to own my own 5-star gym, and I would also like to be working with professional athletes.
Interesting. You guys, wait.
Franchising, motherfucker. Hell yeah.
You can own
Chick-fil-A?
You can own a Wendy's, you can own a Pizza Hut, or you can own a 5-star gym.
Yeah, 5-star fitness.
Do professional athletes go to private trainers? I feel like they have like a staff for the
team. I mean, like an IFBB pro or someone like that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was thinking like football player for a second.
Sometimes they do, but that's usually when they're just trying to like look better, not usually perform better.
That would be cool to say you have like
some pro athletes.
Maybe I just need to quit fucking up and get
stronger. Yeah, why don't you be my first IFBB pro?
Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
I talked myself into a corner.
Right.
I'm going to try. Add that to the
Oh, five-year. One more with my year goal. I would like to get on stage in the next year. That is definitely
we've talked about this before, and I want to do it with you. Current with standing stuff going on, I'm still on with you.
You're recovered.
We're gonna see what we can do.
Yeah.
I'm still with that. I'm holding myself accountable. Okay. You also mentioned this concept of the balance square, and you ran it by me in like 1 minute, and my eyes glazed over a little bit. Can you give me like a more of a breakdown so that I can understand it?
Oh, yeah. So this is just a way to make sure that you're setting goals. You're setting goals in all areas. You know, you're not just becoming the person who is like such a good person at their job as like a lawyer, but you know, your family hates you, your friends hate you, and your cat died because you're not taking care of your home responsibilities, you know?
Man, that got good.
Really it got dark real quick. Right. So it's like, it makes sure that you're, you know, at least keeping accountability of other areas of your life, because regardless or not, these four areas that I'm about to talk about are necessary for your mental and physical health. You know, you can't neglect them entirely and expect to be a happy person.
Okay.
So the four areas, and it's called the balance square because it has four sides like a square, and that's your professional goals, and financial goals. That's number one. Number two would be like your spiritual and mental health.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether that's, you know, however you find peace with yourself and the universe. Number three is like your family and relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And then number four is your physical health, whether that be, you know, if you're trying to be an athlete or just not get diabetes. And oh, so let me tell you how to measure it. What you do is you mark them 1 through 10 in a value, right? So
I feel like I should have a piece of paper out.
Right. So let's draw a square. Everyone at home, draw your square. And then put on the top, put your business. On the next side over, put spiritual, mental. The next side, put family, relationship. And the last side, put health. And what you're supposed to do is mark each side from 1 to 10. And then from there, you can tell how happy you are in each area. What okay. this does is it's helped me actually figure out, hey, I noticed that my physical fitness was lower when I was doing this stuff at ASU, and that caused other areas to go be worse, like my spiritual and mental health was okay. suffering because my physical was. You can kind of isolate like what areas you have to focus on.
Okay, so basically it kind of gives you a good standard to judge how you're feeling and why. So if you're starting to think, okay, my fitness went down, but I'm also feeling like spiritually I'm not feeling well either, it can start seeing a correlation.
Right.
Okay.
Start bringing those both up. Or it's like, hey, you know, my fitness is great, but my business and financials bad because I'm in debt and I'm not, you know, able to buy the food that I want to buy. So, oh, time to like actually start getting some clients, you know,
okay.
something like that.
Okay.
You can kind of use that as a tool. Like as guys, it's hard to, I don't know about you, but I have a hard time like identifying why, finding second and third order reasons why I'm feeling certain ways.
Yeah. Oh, I'm the worst about it. I just feel like I'm shitty.
Yeah. Just start blaming myself.
I just assess that as, wow, I should really stop feeling that way.
Yeah. You suck.
That's not a constructive way to live life.
No.
But I do it.
Yeah.
So actually, you know, I'm going to try and do that. I feel like I should get like a whiteboard,
mm-hmm.
like a small whiteboard, just like hang that over the computer, and I can just daily, weekly, whatever. Just
write your numbers.
Just do an assessment. And then if I'm feeling like things are trending downwards or upwards, then I can.
You can kind of see why. It's like, well, it's not just that I'm, you know, getting fat. It's like I'm also not taking any time to like read and develop this, or, you know, I'm not taking any time to like, you know, work on my business.
Or you can even use it as a good tracking tool for like making progress. If you were low and it's like, cool, I lost a bunch of weight and now my girlfriend's more attracted to me, and
yes,
now I feel
right.
more comfortable at work, so I'm doing better in my sales job,
exactly.
and that's making me like feel like really confident as a person, so my mental health is going up and I'm also making more money, and yeah
that's right, it'll compound itself.
Yeah, I think we have a tendency to not appreciate when good things are happening. We're always focusing on that negative.
Good point. Sweet. I like that.
Okay, I think that's a pretty good way to do. So we've decided we're no longer doing New Year's resolutions because they always fail.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to start setting a 3-1-5 method of judging things. 3 months out, 1 month out, 5 years out. And you can change that whenever you want, especially, actually, I would say reassess almost every 3 months.
Mm-hmm. And it's a great chunk to do it at, yeah.
You can kind of do a daily thing, just kind of tracking where you're at. There's always like those bullet journals and stuff. And then we can look at, you know, a balanced square if you have a little bit of trouble having perspective on where you're at mentally.
Well, keep your goals accountable. You know, yeah. You can see if your plan is actually working, mm-hmm. you know.
And you can even share your plan with friends. This is my goal for 3 months. This is 1 month. This is 5 months.
I love doing that.
And you can tell them, hey, in 3 months, I'm supposed to be doing this. And you can say, hey, did you ever take those classes for audio work?
They'll bug you. Trust me. You tell enough friends.
I never got around to it. It's like, well, why?
Tell your friends you're trying not to eat French fries and they'll bug you.
Oh, yeah. They'll find a way to let me know every single time.
They're like, oh, we're going to Burger King? I thought you said you weren't getting fries.
Hmm. Oh, and that's a good time where you can try and hold them accountable too. It's like, okay, cool. So if you want to take shots at me about what I'm doing, how about you know, do your own 315 so I can start taking snipes at you too.
Right.
And there you go. You've teamwork. Lifted up everyone around you.
Right.
What a blessing you are to your friends. All right, real quick, let's do a social media plug, guys. So we are still at Back in Session on Apple podcast app. We're still on Spotify. We're going to be expanding to Google Play here soon, hopefully before this launches. There's a little bit of like paperwork and stuff that comes through with that and approvals. You can find us on Instagram at BNS_radio. That's Bravo November Sierra _radio. So please come and follow. We post every single day, or at least we try to. And we try and let you know when the next episode's coming up. We let you know, if
usually
we're going to be posting late. We do try and post every Tuesday. Thank God the
holiday now we're through this holidays. We'll be back over. On it. It was only one day, guys. Chill out.
Yeah, we try and keep it. We try and keep it up to date so that you guys always know what's going on. And you can find me at Dimitri Sebastian on Instagram.
And I'm WKENDLE_MFT. Also, I'll be posting on the BNS Instagram as well. I mean, one thing, guys, just get ready that we're going to start having some guests coming on. We just had our first guest episode. We're going to have more coming on. So that's going to be some exciting stuff. So stay tuned and let us know what you think. Thanks.
Does MFT stand for Master Fitness Trainer?
Yeah.
Big flex.
Man, and so I'm so creative that not only did I do that, but my email is wkendall11 for 11 Bravo.
Oh my God, you're so...
Whoa. Cute.
Okay, so during the holiday when I was scrolling on social media instead of paying attention to my family, I was on Reddit, and if you don't know what Reddit is, it's sort of a message board, like a blog board. It's like kind of like... What is the other one called?
The break room of the internet?
No, front page of the internet.
Oh, front page of the internet. That's right.
What's that one that they took all the porn off of? Tumblr. It's kind of like Tumblr. It's kind of like Instagram. It's kind of like Facebook all combined, but the posters are anonymous and you can do links. You can do like blog posts. You do pictures. And there's this two subreddits that were posting, like kind of talking about this one story. It kind of bounced between the two of them. It was this guy, and he posted... It came up on choosing beggars, and it came up on kids are fucking stupid. Those are the two subreddits that it came up on. So of course I had to look, and it was a guy talking about how he bought his 10-year-old some wireless Samsung headphones, and she was pissed because she wanted AirPods.
Oh,
and his reasoning is where he lost me, because he's like, I'm an IT professional and I know that the Samsung ones are better, and she's being ungrateful. And I at this point, I just want to return them and just be done with it. And I was thinking about a couple things about this, because one, as a kid, it always sucked when you asked your parents for something specific.
Right.
And they got you something that was close.
Right.
Because
like almost like,
The second thing about that is that both of those items are actually similarly priced. So it wasn't even like a money thing. Like, oh, my kid's ungrateful that I couldn't afford the AirPods. I bought them the $20 to $40 less Samsung ones. And it's more like you're buying what you would prefer to use, not her. Right. So, and then I started to realize that AirPods, it's not about the sound quality. It's not about the music. It's all about the clout.
Status.
It's all about how you look at school or in front of your peers. It's cooler to have AirPods. The number of people who go to the bar and they're wearing AirPods, or the number... Oh, God, I hate when people wear AirPods to the bar.
The bar?
Yeah, you've never seen that?
No, I have yet to. Maybe
it's,
I haven't been
it's less common now. It was when AirPods That's first came bad. Out. I would be like going out to the bars.
You already can't hear anything.
Yeah, no, I don't. I doubt they're playing music. I'm assuming it's an accessory. Getting past that.
Yeah, sorry guys, tangent.
Yeah, tangent. But it started to make me realize that kids nowadays are growing up way faster than we ever did. You know, when I was 10, I was like eating dirt and catching bugs. Nowadays, kids have access to the internet and they're seeing all this stuff way earlier than we were, and they have an understanding of what social currency is and what like cloud is and how things should be. And I think these kids just know what's going on with social media, and they know what it means to be like respected by their peers and seem cool. Whereas we were wearing dragon shirts and wearing, you know, Ninja Turtle socks, and that was fine for us.
Right, you know, socks and sandals and like wearing the Wolf Howling at the Moon shirt.
Yeah, graphic you wore what your parents bought you, and if you did want something, it was in relation to some TV show that you thought was rad, and they could have picked it up at Walmart for like $8. Now, kids are like, I want AirPods.
Yeah, like the coolest kid back in the day had like the holographic Charizard, you know, and everyone else was their peasant.
I did not know that I was cool for having that, and I am really upset now.
You didn't take advantage of that?
Well,
bro.
Yes and no. I don't know.
You could have been like a king.
I could have been. Now I feel like I've let down my empire. Because there was
that was your peak, going on a full tangent, but
I went to the Pokemon movie, and they were giving out holographic Entei cards.
Okay.
And that was a really big deal because it was only opening night, and I bothered my dad severely, and he did not want to go do this,
yeah.
But he took me, and I got the holograph Entei, and I was king for a day. That is true. So that is my take on social media and kids' clothes now. But no, so I just kind of want to know your opinion on that. Like, what do you feel about, like, are you on the side of the kid? Are you on the side of the dad?
Well, I get where the kid is coming from, and I get where the dad's coming from. I'd say that, like, the kid did specifically want that for, you know, the clout reasons. And maybe the dad had like some motive to teach him some humility. And he's like, I don't care if this is going to, you know, meet his thing or not. It is better. He better
right.
respect it. On the other hand, I know how I give gifts, and I mess up a lot by thinking, oh, this is what I'd like. They'll like it too.
Oh man. I've had to get out of that. The time. I've had to get out of that because I'm super functional.
Yeah.
And especially my problem is buying for girlfriends. Oh man, yeah. It was hard this year. It was so hard. But apparently I did okay. So,
yeah. So I guess I'm siding with the kid a little bit, you know. That's what I'm doing.
So I think that kind of comes down to is you know, this was our holiday mashup episode obviously, but I kind of want to talk about just social media in general and kind of the impact it's having on just a general way of doing things, and I kind of want to talk about like the presentation versus reality.
Right.
Because we're adults. We know what's going on. If someone posts a picture of them like slimmed down or with like a bunch of expensive stuff, we know that there's sometimes another side to it. Like, you know, all the time you see those guys posting pictures with a super expensive car, but then you never see that car again for some reason.
Did you rent it?
Probably. And it was probably an expensive rental. That's still a fair amount of money, but it's they're showing off these cars, and you have these kids, and they see it, and they're thinking, damn, that guy is freaking successful and badass. Or one of my other favorites is with fake rich people is they love to go to the docks with yachts.
Oh.
And they take videos of themselves, like, with yachts.
Oh, man.
And, like, people with yachts don't take videos of lots of yachts. They take pictures, like, sitting on their yacht.
It's true. And, like, these guys are so, like, overdoing it. You know, I heard a quote. It's like, if it's something that you take a picture of and like try and, you know, really promote it, it's not something that you do on a normal basis.
Yeah, exactly. And I think there's a middle ground there because there are rich people that their content is them being rich. I think we have to be kind of fair about right. that. And I have a few qualms with that in my own way. But as long if you're outward about that and you're kind of just like, this is literally my life.
Yeah.
You know, what am I going to do? It's like, if I take a picture of my regular car, that's my real life. If your regular car is a freaking Audi R8, like, who am I to say that you shouldn't do that?
If you're spending money to stunt, though, that's
exactly.
another story.
And that's the thing. I think it's a problem with, like, rappers have been doing it forever. You know, I can't remember who the interview was with. It was this rapper, and it was before he was rich or anything, and he said that, like, every time they did a, you know, a music video, they had like the gold chains. They had all this nice stuff, nice cars. And they had to like rent the cars. They had to like rent the jewelry. I don't know if they rented or if they like, I don't know what they did.
Probably of course they're renting that shit. I'm sure even jewelry? The bigger guys are doing it too, you know?
Oh yeah. Well, as far as that stuff goes, but basically, so they're, you know, they're not making any money yet. This is kind of before like SoundCloud rappers, but they're right. making their music videos. It's like, oh, gold in my chain. But the, it's like, they might not have any of that, but they're stunting like they do because that's what people want to hear. So they're not rich right now, but they really need to appear make like it they're being make rich.
It, basically.
And I think that's really tough with Instagram right now, especially.
Yeah.
It's the people who have the most followers when I was in college were the people from like really wealthy families, and they were able to like take a gap year and travel a whole bunch.
Oh my God.
And that
just like post all their fucking Greece trip and exactly. like they're like fucking Japan and everywhere else.
Exactly. And they look successful and happy and awesome, and they didn't really make the money themselves. And I'm not saying it's bad to have rich parents send you to do awesome. If I'm super wealthy and I have kids, I'm probably going to freaking give them dope stuff that I didn't get, because why would I not?
Right.
But it's a perception thing where it's like, you see this and you think, why is my life not like that?
Yeah, it's hurting people in some regards from what we're hearing with like the news and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing how powerful it is, because shit, just people that I've talked to and come in contact with since I've started promoting on social media, they're like, oh my God, do you have like 100 clients? Like, are you doing this? Like, how many people are, you know, so shredded? And I'm like, well, I'm thinking, it's like, man, I don't feel like I'm killing it to what they think mm-hmm. I am. I feel like just from me promoting the highlights, it, and not even like overboard on the stunting, people are already getting an inflated perception of what I'm really doing.
Yeah.
So imagine if you're going out of your way to spend money to do mm-hmm. that, it's even more vastly inflated.
And it's weird because I feel like people have different expectations.
Right.
Because we've started this podcast. We're new, we're small. We have gotten much better traction than we initially expected.
Right.
And you know, we hit some milestones recently. And there was an interesting statement we got from somebody where they're like, well, I'll be more impressed when it was our milestone. Mm-hmm. They're like, I'll be impressed when you hit that milestone on every single post.
Right.
And we're sort of like, well, it was a big deal for us.
Yeah. It's like, well,
we're not Joe Rogan yet. We're not right. we're yet. I said yet. See, visualize success. It's all about mental alchemy. But we're not established. Joe Rogan's been doing this for a decade.
Right. People forget he's got fucking 2000 episodes.
Exactly. There's, there's tons of people that do tons of stuff. And I think there's this expectation of instant gratification.
Right.
Even if you have a good product, you have to build it. And unfortunately, people who are from a more privileged background are going to have a way faster start because they have right. better content to post.
More resources.
Exactly. But there's people who are, I think Twitch streaming and stuff like that is both hilarious and awesome
mm-hmm.
because there's people out there who I've actually met in person, like a girl my buddy was dating, and she lived in a shitty apartment and like worked a super regular job. And she had this little corner house set up to do Twitch streaming. And when it heard he was dating her, I was immediately like, so you're dating an Ethot? He's like, well, no, she's not. And I met her. She was cool. And it turned out she was just badass. You know, the game Overwatch.
Yes. Yeah.
It's just a shooting it's game. Like those, doesn't
like
it's,
big multiple players, yeah. you know? Yeah.
It's an online game, and she would stream herself playing, and she was so fucking good.
Mm-hmm.
And she made money doing that. She just had like a corner of her apartment with nice lighting
streaming
and stuff.
Area, yeah,
exactly. And I was like, wow, like this is an equalizer right here. Like she's able to bring a skill that she has and her personality,
yeah,
and show it and make a not a lot of money, but a certain amount
income,
exactly. Yeah. And I think that, and I asked her, I was like, how long did it take you to get this following? And I don't remember exactly what she told me, but it took her a while. It wasn't something that just came out overnight. Mm-hmm. It was, she streamed to no one for a long time. And yeah. eventually like she'd get like people would just pop in, cause you have like, I think you have hashtags or whatever on your stream. So people are searching and people would pop in, and every once in a while, someone would just stay. And then suddenly it was like kind of two people would just stay. And I think she got to the point where she had like a couple hundred,
mm-hmm.
a few hundred maybe every single given time she was streaming. And that's doesn't sound like a lot, but to convince 100 people to watch yeah. you
play a video game
is insane. Yeah. It's a video game. You're supposed to be playing yourself. That is how good she was at what she was doing. Same thing with like podcasts. It's like you can be as unimpressed as you want. Whatever number of people decide to listen to these, they are listening to me talk into a microphone and they can't see me.
Right.
Anyone who listens to that, I think that's a really great achievement and I'm super glad to have them. And that's awesome.
Right.
And I think that's where people say like, well, if you don't have 100,000 followers, if you don't have 1 million views on YouTube, what you're doing is dumb. And that's my buddy recently compared me to a SoundCloud rapper.
Uh-oh.
I know, right?
And I was moving up in the world, bro.
Like, I'm getting a face tattoo. And I didn't even take it as an insult, which is super funny because before we started doing this, I would have been like, dude, fuck you. But he said it and I was just like, yeah, kind of.
Kind of.
A little bit. And suddenly all these people I knew who did these weird, goofy things, there's this guy I went to high school with, and he's a SoundCloud rapper. Mm-hmm. And he's not doing super well, I'm not going to lie. But, like, he has never given up on it.
Right.
And he's been doing it, I guess. I graduated high school 2012. It's 2020 now. And he's just been trying to get at it for, still like, 8 years.
Dropping bars.
And, I mean, I don't listen to it. I don't know if it's good or not. But I just have, like, I have a serious respect now.
Right.
For content creators. And I don't think
still
I had it
before. Still out there, you know, grinding in the trenches.
Because it's annoying. It's hard. And it's a passion project. We were talking about it before with the holidays. This is a huge issue for us. Like it was inconvenient. We were talking, like texting over the phone, like, okay, like, hey man, I this is not going up today. We're gonna have to post tomorrow. We're like, okay, it's fine, we'll make it work.
Right.
And it's easy to quit and you don't get any gratification. And there's like, everyone always says, oh, well, only like 1% of people are profitable. Cool. Okay, I don't really care. That's fine. Mm-hmm. Because I think when they say that, they forget that I was reading a thing on Reddit again about podcasts, and people were talking about how, you know, you have to be like super niche or super specific if you want to get any followers, this, that, and the other, because you can go on any podcasting app and you'll see that there's thousands of podcasts. I don't know why I did this. This was like some kind of weird thing that I do. And I start clicking through a bunch of random podcasts.
Right.
And the number of them that had, you know, between 1 and 10 episodes and they hadn't uploaded in like 6 months to multiple years, but they're still on there being hosted.
Right.
Suddenly it was like, wait.
Those are the statistics right there.
You're that's the statistic.
Mm-hmm.
You're not factoring for the people that are still doing it.
Yeah. Isn't it like someone say, if you're looking for a new podcast, you have to sift through a lot of dead podcasts before you find one that's still live.
Yeah. I didn't know that before. Yeah. I listen to mostly bigger platforms, and I actually, this is something I kind of want to start doing myself, is finding some smaller podcasts that I can support, even like local. I started finding YouTube channels when I started learning how to do audio engineering and stuff. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of guys who post really good content on how to do audio that live in Phoenix. And this was on accident. I just found like two of them. I was like, oh, shit. Like those guys live in my city.
Right.
And I'm sitting there like, well, you know, buy local. I need to try and consume media local.
I might as well. If we're trying to be part of that audience.
Exactly.
We have to be involved.
I think that it was really enlightening, and it really encouraged me because I was just like, it doesn't matter if we're not a huge podcast, we're out there doing it.
Mm-hmm. With that mindset, it's like, regardless, you're still going to accomplish something.
I think that we could apply that to everything in life.
Right.
Well, I'm not like a bodybuilder. It's like, yeah, but you're out there getting it.
Right. You're still, you know, making a difference, trying to at least gain something from it or help someone else gain something from it.
Like there was a really funny thing that happened to me even last night during my New Year's party. Someone was talking, it was like a game we're playing, and they said something about being fat, and I was like, I feel attacked. And then someone turned to me and they were just like, all right, Mr. Fitness. And I was just like, I'm Mr. Fitness here in this group. I'm Mr. Fitness. Like I forget that because I go to
the independence.
It's like I'm surrounded by people with like hundreds of thousands of Instagram followers and stuff. But it's like, no, like I am doing it, and I am at my own level.
They see you doing it
in my community level. I am relevant in doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's one thing we really need to think about with social media. It's just like we need to like take a step back and realize that, you know, there's the big guys and the big dogs, and then there's the smaller people. And you need to have some perspective on, you know, what you're doing and how you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel bad for kids nowadays because it's, you know, I'm in my 20s. You're a fucking old man, but we have the perspective saying like taking a step back and be like, no, this isn't real. Like try and get a 14-year-old to wrap their head around the fact that there's another 14-year-old who's a millionaire because he plays Fortnite.
Right. There's a 3-year-old baby who opens presents on
that kid's YouTube. like 10 now. Okay. I actually heard something about this recently. They're like, yeah, that kid's like 10. Like, he's still doing it, obviously making millions. But yeah, it's fucking odd, and I feel bad for them because like that kid does at its core very similar things to what that's like. He goes home every day from school, he plays Fortnite and acts like an idiot with his friends. He doesn't have a platform, and let's be honest, he's probably not nearly as entertaining. I'm not going to shit on the Fortnite guys because they obviously have a platform. They're not for me. I don't really care for it.
Yeah.
But they're entertaining people, so they're doing something right. Like, I think I've tried watching Ninja. You know Ninja, the blue hair guy?
Yeah.
I tried watching him. I was like, I don't get it. I literally don't get it. But millions of other people do. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to sit there and be like, oh, the youth are stupid. I'm just going to be like, no, it's just not my thing.
It'd be a shame to not lean into it because, or allow your kids to lean into it because it's not going anywhere.
And that is why I support the kid from the original story. It's because, oh my God, yes, this is great. Last night we were talking about the jerking, remember jerking the dance?
No.
Do you remember the cat daddy?
I'm sorry.
Do you remember the Dougie?
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember all those weird dances that were included like with Soldier the Dougie? Boy? Yeah, Soldier Boy. Perfect. Okay. Do you remember everyone would do those stupid dances all the time?
Yeah.
Okay, so I forgot about this.
Okay.
Because I was in middle school. You were probably in high school around that time. It was so stupid, but it was like, if you could do those dances, it was like social currency again.
That's truth.
And I remember I did it during like a school dance once. I finally learned how like cat daddy really well, and I like went to like a jerking or rejecting, whatever it was called. And like, people were pretty impressed at the time. They were like, oh, yeah. And I was like, yes, I've made it. Now kids do Fortnite dancing.
Right.
And we think it's the dumbest thing ever. But what is the difference between those two things? They're just stupid dances.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's perspective you have like with your kids and stuff. It's like, if your kid wants to do the stupid thing, there's probably a reason. If it's not going to kill them or anyone else. Mm-hmm. Why do you care if your kid's flossing?
Stop that devil arm waving.
Exactly. You're going to release the demons. So, oh, yeah, it's God. Like, I think if you take into perspective all of that, it becomes much less. So, with all that said about social media, and I think it's easy to criticize social media, it's really where we thrive right now. It's where we're living with this, and it's where we're trying to touch more people. And we've recently started discussing our social media plan for the new year. We've decided mm-hmm. we're actually going to make this happen.
Right.
We're so
about to start getting serious, guys. Not that, you know, we weren't serious before, but
now we are getting financially involved.
Financially invested. Boom. Yes. Boom.
Yeah.
So what we're going to, what this is not including what we've normally been trying to do. Now, since we've only had our page open for like, what, 3 weeks, 2 weeks now? I think 3 weeks.
I want to say three.
Yeah. We've tried to at least do like two posts and like, all, you know, a regular story update just to let you guys see what we're doing, you know, throughout the week. Now we're going to try and continue that, sustain, if not improve on that.
To those of you that watch my weird posts on the story, I notice and I love you.
Yeah, thank you. They're my friends keeping me company.
Oh, yeah, trust me, I look.
Yes. So we're going to continue and sustain that. But what we're going to do is start trying to get a little bit more reach, maybe increase our downloads so that we can have a little bit more social clout and ability, you know, bargaining chips out here. So we've discussed one of two methods, and shit, we just have to try both and see what works better.
Yeah, but it's one of those things that neither of us has a lot of experience with, and we've done an amount of research, but with how everything's changing so dynamically, it just becomes that we have to test.
Mm-hmm. Just like when you're working at the gym, you're like, what's going to hit my biceps better during hammer curls, thumbs up or across the body? You know, just got to try them both.
Yeah, you just swing your entire body and then that's how you hit the muscle fibers best.
Keep swinging.
Swing.
Yeah, so we're trying to decide if we're going to either, you know, throw a lot of money initially in per post, like for a big blast to promote and get more eyes on our post, or if we should do like a smaller amount consistently over the month. So,
and you know what? Dilemma. This is a time where if you've gotten this far and you have an opinion on this,
yeah,
you want to DM message me or you want to post on the thing or anything,
yeah,
make a comment on the Instagram post that for this post, please do.
Yes.
I would love nothing input more than to hear your opinion on how bad our social media plan is and how yours is so much better, because you might be right.
Yeah.
And I would like to be right too.
Right. Yeah.
So we were talking about
some headaches.
Promotions versus adverts.
Mm-hmm.
And we were looking at basically, can we kind of differentiate between those? Because we were talking about how advertising might not work for us going as like a promoted post, but right. it might be better for us to like just get it so we're in front of more eyes.
I mean, I think that that's the main goal right now. Would be for us to just get more eyes on. We're not trying to like sell anything through the podcast, and we're not trying to like, you know, market it as like a commodity. We're just trying to get more of a following, more eyes on, more views, and then that's going to allow us to do more in the future and actually like turn this into something bigger.
You hear that, folks? We have not sold out yet.
Not yet.
Maybe so, someday.
Yeah, hopefully soon strong. We'll sell out. But
right now, you are a part of the non-sold out back in session.
We're rebels right now.
Exactly. We're just shooting into the airwaves, mouthing off.
Think Han Solo, Indiana Jones.
And then the advertisers come in, and they're going to throw the chains on us.
Yeah, so that's what we should probably do is just like promote the post so we can reach more people who are just in the fitness community that we're operating in.
And then another thing that we've been doing, and it's indirectly, it's great content, mm-hmm. but at the end of the day, having the social media influencer kind of
influencer marketing.
Marketing, yes, thank
That's going to be great.
It's whenever we have someone on here, we're always glad to, we have some interviews lined up that we're excited to have for you guys. And it's awesome because when they share the podcast, that gets us seen by more eyes, and that's
whole audience.
It's a method of marketing and advertising, and it gives more people the opportunity to hear us and say, like, yeah, that's something I enjoy. Someone I liked was on that, and I'd like to continue working with them,
right?
And or listening to them, and that's something I'm very excited about. That's something that every time I'm on Instagram, I see people that are in the Phoenix area, and I'm just like, yeah, like that's an interesting person. That's someone I want to hear from. That's someone that right. I want to be a part of their audience, and I want to create a network.
We definitely have like some big followings out there in our list of guests that are coming on.
We are very fortunate to have the access we do at this point. Yeah. And that is another thing that goes back to that whole like opportunity. It's, we have good access, and that's mm-hmm. awesome for us. So that helped us have a little bit more of a bump moving forward.
Definitely makes it smoother.
And we're also trying to spread out to more platforms. And right. the easy one to talk about is what we'd like to do is go on to video. So there's a lot of podcasts where they have the podcast live and they basically have a camera set up
mm-hmm.
and we have some intentions to start doing that ourselves.
Streaming it.
Exactly. Yeah. We're going to start trying to do just live. So if you want to sit there and watch us talk to our microphones and see some of the
awkward
actual
into our computers as we figure out what topic we're on.
Just kind of the down and dirty, how things go. Yeah. And then, we'd like to have a little bit more of a polished product to go onto YouTube so that we can expand where we're at.
Yeah.
We're already on Instagram. I've considered kind of doing Twitter because that's another, method of doing things.
Mm-hmm.
That's one that I'm probably going to wait until we're a little bit more established on Instagram. But there was one that we talked about.
It's a newer one.
It was TikTok.
Yes, the formerly known as the kids app, but now it's turning into World Star Hip Hop.
Yes, I felt like an old person. I was like, so when you get on TikTok, and there was a lot of apprehension from me.
Yeah,
and
we got to get on TikTok.
I kind of want you to tell here the argument you gave me and why TikTok makes sense.
So, I mean, honestly, the biggest argument for it is spend 10 minutes looking through your TikTok feed. And then try going back and looking at your Instagram feed. Instagram is just boring as hell, first off the bat. Like, TikTok, those engineers really did a good job at, like, making it exciting and making you, like, keep scrolling.
Yeah.
And I thought Instagram did a good job. Wrong. Fucking TikTok took the cake, man.
TikTok's on it.
Fuck. Besides that, it seems to get a ridiculous amount of social engagement. Natural engagement without a following, without a ton of hashtags.
Because like, you said you made a TikTok just randomly and you have like nine followers right now.
Guys, I have nine followers on TikTok. I posted a video of my girlfriend putting on a face mask.
With like a song.
Like with a Future song, the mask off song.
Okay, yeah.
Mask off. Mask, yeah.
Yeah.
So we did that one and it was just a quick 30-second video of her putting on a face mask and it got like 4 times the views of my most recent podcast post.
It sucks because
no hashtags.
At first I was like,
no followers.
We're not going on TikTok. We're not TikTok people. And then he said that, and I was upset.
Yeah,
because he's right.
It was the stupidest video too. It was like nothing like good. It took me like 45 seconds to make.
And don't worry, guys. I'm gonna keep this pure and on brand because, like I said, we have not sold out yet. We're not at sellout phase of the podcast.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll never hit. So let me just clarify. We will never sell something we don't agree with or wouldn't use ourselves, but we have not gotten to the point where we're going to ever do anything stupid, and hopefully we never will. And I think there's a way for us to do this TikTok idea without me feeling like we're doing something ridiculous.
You just have to realize the minute that people stop just posting videos, it stopped just being about kids posting videos to songs, and it started being people posting about like their lives,
it's
their
basically
businesses,
Vines again, man.
Or funny videos. It's changed.
It's a mix of WorldStar and Vines.
Yeah,
and together. Now it's less stupid,
right?
It's which like, is great.
It's like Instagram stories, but longer but more funny, more entertaining.
And that's something we've noticed ourselves too with Instagram is that we have really good engagement on our stories,
right?
And the hard posts have been not. It's a low engagement, and it's interesting because I realize this myself. Because as soon as we noticed that, I was thinking to myself, "Why is this happening?" And I realized how I use Instagram personally. I go through a bunch of stories. I give about 2 swipes through the pictures and I'm done because I got most of my fill
through
the stories. And suddenly it's like, oh, that's why it's not working.
Right.
So it's interesting and it's something we're excited about and we can continue expanding. And it's one of those things where I don't want to leave any stone unturned. And we've already put ourselves on to the airwaves with this podcast, and I don't think there's any other worse way we could embarrass ourselves at this point. So why not?
We could do that Fortnite dance.
Hell yeah.
That's a way we can embarrass ourselves more.
Cat daddy. I actually don't think I could do that anymore. I'm a little bit concerned. Yeah.
Honestly, I think this is how it works. I think TikTok is the best for the short form videos. You know, if you're just trying to do something a minute or less, I think that YouTube is good for like between 10 to 20 minute videos, and then podcasts is good for long form. That's what I think.
Well, it's super smart to look at it that way because people used to think that podcasting was a stupid form of media. They thought that it was too long and it was boring, and suddenly it's this huge industry.
It's passive entertainment.
Exactly. Same thing with TikTok. Everyone's just like, this is an app for kids to dance like weirdos. Mm-hmm. And now it's picking up speed hugely. You see commercials for it like on national television.
Yeah, it's making songs famous. Like songs are making
that's
it because
true.
Of TikTok.
There are literally 2 songs that I like now like. It was, man, one's like Freddie Dredd. Yeah. And like, damn, son, I just want some. And then that one, I like that song now. Like, I listen to Freddie Dredd, and there's another one. It was like the La La song. And I would not have listened to those artists unless people were being goons
on TikTok.
And this is like my buddy is my official TikTok censor. He sends me his favorite ones.
Yeah.
And that's how I find these. Like, he just sends me, like, yeah, like, there's a lot of trash, but there's a lot of good stuff. Unfortunately, now I have to make my own TikTok, and now I'll have like a new social media to be addicted to. I'm super excited.
So addicting. It's scary.
You can just scroll all day.
Yeah.
It's good for me because I do have to go to work, so I can't listen to video team or like noise when I'm at work.
Right.
So I'm safe for most of the day.
That's good. Yeah. Thank God.
Have you also noticed, this is a funny thing, I'm actually just noticing because I picked up my phone. Do you also just talk to your friends like entirely in GIFs?
No. I feel like I miss that. I'm like slightly too old for that because
oh, I'm all my only friends sending you gifts now. I'm just gonna do that. I'm gonna have you download some app. There's a little app you do to like.
Yeah, like some of the trainers at 5-Star do that. The younger ones, and they're like, they just send each other gifts all day, and it's like, I think that I am, since I'm in the older spectrum of the millennial stage.
You're
I'm
not
like,
even that old. You're not even like, you're a middle millennial, really.
Yeah,
it goes back like 8. What year were you born?
89.
Yeah, you're fine. No, okay, we're going to do still. That. I'm going to get you on because literally I texted, hey, sorry not for not responding, recording and shit. And then she just sends me Snoop Dogg and it's like, all gravy, baby. Exactly. That's amazing. I don't need to freaking text something out. There's a gift for me.
That's future, not that Snoop Dogg.
That's Snoop Dogg.
Let me see.
This is great content for the radio.
Oh, yeah, you're right. That's
exactly. Okay, I was about to feel like.
She was just far away, I promise.
And you know what? That is a perfect place for us to wrap up. We are doing great.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, we appreciate you guys. This is our second holiday mashup. Big things for the new year. We're super excited. We're actually starting to finally hit our stride. And, you know, we're really glad to be a part of it. And we're glad that you guys are here cruising with us. So, again, you can find us at BNS_radio on Instagram. Please follow. We put updates all the time, so you guys are up to date on what's going on. You can find me at Dimitri Sebastian on Instagram.
And then you can also find me at WKENDLE_MFT on Instagram. So get ready for our new episodes. Guests coming on soon.
All right, guys. We appreciate you. Have a good one.